It's the 19th hole with Michael Williams.
Hey, what is up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the 19th Hole. I am your host, Michael Williams, bringing you the best of the best of the best in golf and golf lifestyle. And right now, golf lifestyle in D.C. is like survival mode. It is hot here. We have something called a heat dome that's been settled over the nation's capital for about a week. And believe me, it is hot and it is a dome. I am sitting here drinking plenty of fluids, trying to keep the air conditioner running and still bringing you the show, because you know that's what we have to do. It is British Open week, and I'll be giving you my little little synopsis of why I think golf is like the most popular sport in the world, which is football, soccer, depending on where you come from. It's World Cup time here too. I am an England fan, so I am feeling remorse right now, but it's still an amazing final that's coming up for the most popular sport in the world. And there's so many similarities right now between golf and football, soccer, and I'm going to bring you just a few of those in a segment coming up. Also joining me today are the people from Tite Eyewear. That's T-I-T-E. They have an amazing new product that is, I think, dollar for dollar, maybe the best investment that you can make for protecting your eyes, which are so critical to a good golf game and for your enjoyment of the game. The guys at Tite Eyewear are putting together a fantastic product. We're going to bring you that product and where you can get it in just a few minutes. So we're going to have a nice full show for you this week. So why don't you go get yourself a cold beverage and a crunchy snack. We'll be waiting right here for you, okay? Michael Williams, 19th hole.
Hi, Michael. This is Barbara Nicholas. You've got a great voice. We love hearing what you have to say, and we wish you the best for many years.
Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. Before we continue with this show, and we have a great guest for you as always, I just wanted to give a couple of thoughts on two games that I love very, very much, which is football and or soccer, as you prefer to call it, as you may prefer to call it, and golf, of course. Both these sports have a worldwide appeal, and both of them have major, major championships going on this weekend. The British Open, the oldest major championship, is being held at Royal Birkdale, and one of the places I think has some of the best golf in the entire effing world, which is in that Liverpool area. It is spectacular, the courses that you have there. And of course, you have the World Cup final, which is being played here in the United States, Spain and Argentina. I am an England fan, so I will be watching with some level of disappointment. I thought they were going to be able in this, 60th year since they won the championship. Maybe, possibly, they would have been able to get that done. They came close but lost to just an excellent Argentina team with perhaps the best player that's ever played the game in Lionel Messi. He is just doing everything you would expect him to do. We weren't even sure at the beginning of this championship whether he was going to come back. And he did come back, and he's come back and played as well as he's ever played, as well as anybody's ever played in this championship. He is remarkable. He is resplendent. He is just a wonder, and we are lucky to be able to watch him. But I'm talking about what appeals to me about those two games, what makes them so similar in my mind. And one of them is the global popularity. You look at the game, and soccer, football is, without question, the most popular game in the world. You look at the countries that not only compete in the World Cup, the countries that try to compete in the World Cup, the countries where the game is played, is virtually on any country that has grass and some that don't. You will find a football field, you will find goals, you will find kids trying to emulate and become the best players in the world. Much is the same with golf. It is all over the world. It's a global game. And I have been to, I believe at last count, 47 countries to play golf. And I can verify for you that in any country with grass and some that don't, you can find this game being played and people trying to get better and people enjoying the game. It is a game that can be enjoyed by anyone, as can football. We, of course, love to see at the competitive level the younger, more talented players play and do their thing and set records and be incredible. But you can play both games really at any level, especially golf. I think that's one where you'd have to give golf the edge, because I've seen golfers in their 90s shoot 80. I've seen golfers in their 80s shoot 70. And it's just a game for a lifetime and a game for any lifestyle it can be enjoyed by. And it seems to be the same with football, because you'll see guys who have, I mean, literally royalty and stars and singers and movie stars, and everybody will come out to watch the World Cup. And you'll see the same thing in golf. They'll try to watch it and try to emulate it. But I'll give this one to golf, because you are not going to be able, at least I'm not going to be able, at my age, to do the things that those guys do on the pitch, on the field. You're not going to be able to smoke in a curling free kick like Messi or Mbappe or Harry Kane. And those of you who know the game know who I'm talking about. You're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to streak down a sideline and throw in a curling pass to a cutting midfielder to head the ball. You're not going to be able to do some of the things that they do. We just don't have the physical ability. But in golf, this, despite the emphasis on the long game, which many of us, you know, are beyond that. That's beyond us, I should say. Many of the things that they do that you see on TV that are remarkable, we are capable of doing. Holding out from the fairway from 150 yards every once in a while, you get that feeling, that magic touches you, and that ball goes in, and you just feel that, why don't I do this every time? It's just an unbelievable feeling to hit that curling 70-foot putt that takes two breaks, comes down a hill, and you see it going, gone. And it goes in, and you've seen it on TV. You've seen better than most, you know, from Tiger and Rory and all kinds of the best players of their generation, Scottie Scheffler, and they do it. But every once in a while, you take the opportunity and you can do it too. And I think that's what appeals to golfers so much, is that we see the amazing things that they do on TV, but every once in a while, you know, if God is with us, we can do the same things. And it makes it so appealing. And I think the other thing that is so similar about the two games is that it's for almost any type of player, any type of person on, I'd say any type of country, from humble beginnings, any type of person. You can be a person who doesn't really have much except the game. And all of a sudden, if you show ability, you can rise above and become one of the most revered people on the planet. Again, witness Lionel Messi, because he is a guy who not only was from humble beginnings, but he had physical handicaps. He literally had to take steroids to be able to grow to the diminutive size that he is now. But if you look at the strength and the skill, and above all, I think, the perseverance of the man, when he goes against people who are literally twice his size and he does not go down, he persists in going forward. He persists in advancing the ball. He has the ability to see through all of this chatter, through all of this all these obstacles that are set up to defeat him. He somehow overcomes them and manages to not only overcome them, but to do the incredible, the nearly impossible after that, whether it's scoring a goal or assisting someone else in scoring a goal. And you see that in golfers, especially in generations gone by. Now, golfers, it takes a lot. It takes a lot for a golfer to become good, and you have to invest. Your parents have to invest. Some corporation has to invest. But there still is a possibility of coming from humble beginnings, humble backgrounds, and showing that ability, and then having people invest in you once you show the ability. So I think that both sports have that openness to them, if you will, where if you have the ability, you can do something in that game. That's the way I see it, and that's the way I think about it. And on this weekend, when we have both of those championships being contested, the British Open Championship at Royal Birkdale, and you have this World Cup final between two of the great countries, the great teams that you will ever see, it does my heart good to see both of those sports thriving and people coming out and being interested. Golf is in maybe a better place than it ever has been in terms of people participating in the game. And that is another thing that I will say that gives golf the edge, because nobody cares if I play golf. Literally, nobody cares. Nobody cares. But people, or if I play soccer, I should say. But people do care if I play golf. And we care a lot about the people that play the game of golf. We want to know that everyone is doing well. The industry of golf is important. It's not just the highest levels of the sport, as it is, say, in the NFL, or it is in any other sport, the NHL or NBA. Maybe you get college sports a step back from that, but that's still at the very highest level. Nobody really cares whether I carry a football or not. Nobody cares whether I shoot a basketball, but a lot of people care whether I hit a golf ball, whether I go out and practice, whether I go to Topgolf. And that's the beauty of golf. It's about participation. It's about all of us being willing to go out and try to do our very best. And whether we do our very best or not, that we have a great time doing it. And more than anything else, that we are willing to go back and do it again. It makes it unique among sports, I think. I mean, I think it makes it unique among sports businesses as well. But both the games are doing incredibly well. Golf is doing, as I said, as good as it ever has. And soccer, football is just football. It's an unstoppable monolith. It is so popular. You see the passion with which people follow the game and with which they support their team and support the game. And it's just remarkable to see. I'm so glad America sees it. Hopefully, the sport catches on in the U.S. and we see some transcendent U.S. players in the game, in the next generation to come. Maybe that kid who's watching this now, those 22 kids who would be a part of the team in 20 years are sitting there now and going, yeah, this is for me. I want to play. I want to be something special in this. And we can hope that happens. But what we know is that having access to the game here has been spectacular. And I am hoping for a great final. I'm hoping for a great final round of the British Open. And boy, what a weekend for sports fans and for golf fans and football / soccer fans in particular, aka me. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll have the guys from Tight Eyewear, and they will be describing their Transcendent product. And we'll have just a whole lot more golf and stuff. Stay with us. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host and Sherpa, for yet another episode. I got a chance to go to the PGA show again this year, and it is getting a little bit shorter and a little bit more intense, but nevertheless, you still meet some very special people with some very special products there. Now, I'm going to tell you flat out right now, this is not a commercial. You know I don't do commercials in my shows. I don't pay people to have them on their shows like a lot of people do, or vice versa. I just don't do that because I want to give you my honest opinion on what's good, what's great in the golf industry. And this next product, Tike Eyewear, I tried this, and I'm going to tell you flat out right at the beginning. Usually I say this till the end. This is one of the coolest products I've ever tried. And there's a ton of sunglasses out there, ton of eyewear out there for the golfer that claim to do this, claim to do that, read the greens, cut out the, you know, all sorts of things. This may be the best eyewear product that I have ever tried. I'm just going to flat out go ahead and say that as a lead-in to this thing so that our guest knows where to go. Speaking of guests, he is the president and founder of Tike Eyewear. Please welcome Scott McGuffey. Scott, welcome to the 19th hole. How are you, my friend?
I am very well, Michael, and thank you so much for your kind words and having me on your show today. We're just super excited about our new eyewear line and can't wait to share more information about it with you and your audience. So thank you for having
me. Oh, it's my pleasure to have you on. Like I said, I was so excited about this product that I literally couldn't wait to have you on. I was talking to your PR person. When can we get him on? Can we get him there? Can we get him now? Can we get him? I'm so excited to be able to get a chance to talk to you. So before we start talking about Tike, let's talk a little bit more about you. Talk to me about where you're from and how you sort of got into this whole golf schlemiel.
All right. Well, I grew up outside of New York, born and raised in Westchester, but I quickly got into ski racing. Was kind of my passion. I went to a unique high school in Central Vermont, ski academy, and ended up racing 4 years NCAA Division I for St. Lawrence University in upstate New York, which was an exciting part. But clearly, I had a lot of passion for golf as well, and spent my summers on the golf course and my winters on the ski hill. But during that process after graduation, I decided it'd be really fun to ski in the West, you know, when you're young and out of college, what a great adventure. So I moved out to one of my favorite places on the planet, this place called Sun Valley, Idaho. And I was in Sun Valley, Idaho, my career began, kind of getting to the point here. I started working for a company who was in the winter sport eyewear business and motorcycle goggles, but they were very actively trying to get into the sunglass business. So as a young new entrant into the career world, I started working with them and quickly got involved in the early 90s as they tried to build out a sunglass line, which we did successfully. And I worked for them for over 25 years, and mainly in operations, went on to become the VP of operations. But we did domestic manufacturing. But during that window, I traveled quite a lot around the world, both in Europe and the Far East, learning a lot about the supply chain from lenses and frame manufacturing to eyewear in general. And that's where I started to get a real deep understanding of sunglasses and experience in that, in that eyewear marketing category. And while I was there, we created some technology around contrast enhancement, more for the general outdoors. But I ended up moving on to pursue some different career objectives. And I've had this idea since 2018 on how you could enter the eyewear market in the United States and create something differentiating and evolutionary in this process, which was really the goal of Tike Eyewear.
And mission accomplished when you set out to do what you did in Tike Eyewear, and you just said it, you wanted to do something new, something that hadn't been done before in Tike Eyewear. And I feel like when I put on eyewear, I'm experiencing something quite new. Now, I credit my physics professor from college who taught me a little bit about polarization and how light waves work and things like that. I know that it's interesting for some, quite boring for others, but I'm going to ask you about it. What is it that makes this eyewear, Tike Eyewear, different, and why it specifically benefits golfers?
Yeah, absolutely. We looked at this you know, I saw a problem out there. Mm-hmm. And the problem was that a lot of golfers choose not to wear eyewear when they're playing golf. Mm-hmm. And why is that? What can we do to help correct that? You know, I'm a big advocate of eye health and eye health awareness in general. And sunglasses provide a unique experience and also protection. So to get back to your point about polarization, you know, polarization is fantastic for fishing. It's I have quite a few pairs. I'm an avid fly fisherman as well, and I use my polarization. But polarization doesn't work on the golf course. It doesn't work on the golf course unless you're trying to find your ball that you hit into the water. It's designed to manage scattered light, reflected light, and on the golf course you have a very green environment. So the other thing is, you know, a lot of times you're looking for your, see where your golf ball is and where it went, and traditional sunglasses are blocking somewhere in the neighborhood of about 18% VLT, which is the visible light spectrum. Uh-huh. And we wanted to change that. We needed to let more natural light into your eye. So we let in about 38%, about twice, more than twice as much as the average sunglass. So we've taken away polarization and we're adding in more light. Now, really, and I'm speaking specifically about the lens, and we can talk a little bit about the frame in a minute, but the lens, there's been some unique opportunities in the eyewear industry to enhance clarity, and the technology is involved, right? And we're using essentially a filtration technology to block certain parts of the visible light spectrum before green and after green. And what that does is it sends a very strong signal that to your brain and allows you to kind of supersize green in a unique way. And why that's important on the golf course, you know, it's important tee to green, but when you're on the tee, you can better differentiate the fairway and the rough more effectively. It helps you with perceived distance, perceived to bunkers, trees become more, the depth perception around different shades of green just increases. And then as your approach shot, you can better determine slope on the green and around the green, helping with shots and select club selection. And then when you're on the putting surface, you're really bringing out details that you wouldn't be able to see otherwise. And those can be from the dead grass that's there, enabling you to see the contrast of the brown and the green, to even people looking at the grain of the grass in certain Bermuda and certain strains, and really being able to hopefully, you know, make more birdies and less three putts, and really help you read the putting surface more effectively.
We're talking to Scott McGuffey, the president and founder of Tight Eyewear. You're here at the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host, still. I'm fascinated by all of this, both the technical part and the aesthetic part of it. Let's talk a little bit more about the technical part. So when we put on the glasses and we actually are looking through Tight Eyewear, what are we seeing? Give a description of what users of the eyewear will see and experience that's different from other competitors. Talk a little bit about them, what they do, and how your experience will be a more positive one for the golfer.
Yeah, I mean, what we're doing, we've engineered this lens to have more control over light and harness the spectrum to bring out and amplify greens, contours, contrast, and even improve depth perception. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to golf, it's really a game of margins. A stroke here, too, means the round, right?
Yeah,
and
that's
if
right.
We can help you perceive that environment more effectively with your eyes as one of your key senses, we can help you take a couple strokes off, hopefully.
And that's what it's really all about, is because a couple of strokes off means more enjoyment for the player. And let's talk a little bit, before we talk about specific styles, about the health benefit of it. Because you mentioned that many golfers, probably a majority of golfers, do not wear any eye protection when they're going through their rounds during the course of a day. How important to you, knowing a little bit about eye health and wellness, how important is it that people wear some sort of protective eyewear as they're going through a round?
It's very important. UV is harmful to the eye for a number of reasons. And what we really, when we started this venture, we wanted to work with people who had, you know, were out there and call them heavy users. And I found in a lot of other industries like fishing or mountaineering, it's all about guide and guide wear. Well, in the sport of golf, it's about the caddies, what the caddies are doing. And these guys are out there sunrise to sunset, and they're very aware and conscious of protecting their eye and their eye health. And the people we work with were quite specific. They want eyewear that they can use in a variety of lighting conditions, and they want UV protection.
Right.
So the US standard under the FDA is 380 nanometers of UV protection. Some glasses will provide UV protection to 400. Tight, we've decided to provide it to 415, 100% UV blockage, which is the beginning of the blue light spectrum. It actually helped soothe a little bit. You'll notice other brands are out there selling blue blocking eyewear. That's the beginning of the 400. And we do block some blue light and 100% of UV to 415, which is a great level of UV protection.
And that's fantastic. That's really fantastic that to know that you're doing well in terms of performance, but you're actually doing well in terms of your health for your eyes, which are absolutely critical to the game. Now let's talk a little bit about the design, because you have a variety of different designs from the sort of, I call it the David Duval sort of shape, the sort of racer sort of tech shape, to a more relaxed sort of Hollywood style. Talk to me a little bit about the styles that you chose and how you decided on those particular choices.
Well, you know, the first one of the concerns, as I mentioned before, golfers had with wearing eyewear is they really didn't like any visual impairment in their field of vision. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to stand over their golf ball and see part of their frame in their periphery vision. So the first two models that we introduced, the Tight 01 and the Tight 02, were really designed to eliminate any interference from the frame in your field of vision, giving you a full field of vision. Secondly, we designed it to fit snugly on the head and also provide good nose, because those golfers didn't want those glasses moving around on their head. So performance on the golf course was key. So we built in a few kind of unique features. One is all of these models are made from multiple tools, actually six different injection molding tools that bring a sense of quality and detail, and it's over molded. So we're not gluing any parts to this. It's all chemically adhered through an over molding process. So we have a Magol anti-slip on the temples, the nose, and then we have a feature called the hat gripper on the brow, which allows you to put your glasses upside down on your brow and pick your ball up, tie your shoes, go into the clubhouse, and they're not going to fall off and get scratched, which we're really excited about. Secondly is the fit and the adjustment. So we introduced something we're calling the Tight Tilt, and that allows you to adjust the panoscopic angle. That's the downward vision. And that's really important in golf, because you're standing over your golf ball quite often looking down. So you want to make sure that eyewear is positioned correctly on your face, and it enables you to be in the neutral position or 1 degree up or 1 degree down of a small panoscopic adjustment to get the perfect fit and great optics for the wear.
Gotcha. I'm just writing this down, panoscopic, because I like to sound smart at parties. So I will throw this out at the next one. Thank you very much for that. So you have four styles available now, right? The 1, 2, 4, and 5, correct?
Yeah. And the 03, I'm really excited about it. It's a little more cutting edge, trendy model, and that'll be coming out in April. We expect to have it in inventory before the Masters. So we're really excited about that. That's going to hit the website and be up. We just had a small modification to make to the tooling before we launched, and it's done and ready to go. So I'll talk about the 03. Is a bigger, flatter model, probably a little more male centric. All of our models are designed to be unisex. I will mention, for those out there with a smaller face fit, the 01 and the 02 are offered in what they call the 01S, or we're calling the 01S and the 02S, which is the slim model. And all that means is it has a little bit narrower lens cut from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. So if you have a smaller face, we can hopefully find the best solution for you.
Excellent.
Now, the 03 is a standard model. The 04 is a more traditional square. It'll be available in our RX offering, which is coming out early summer, which has been a bit of a challenge, but we found there are a lot of prescription wearers out there in the golf space, and we're going to have this technology available in an RX version, and we're working hard on it. I expect first prototypes in April, May, and we're going to bring it to market in June if everything goes as planned.
Fantastic.
Then we have the 05 model, which will also be available a little bit later in prescription, and that's a bit smaller face fit, and it's meant for a narrower fit, and it's a traditional over-rimmed. You're not going to have the amount of adjustability that you have in the 01 and the 02, but it's a great all-around on the golf course. We've been finding a lot of people gravitating towards that model.
I get that. When you look at the website, and you'll see the 01 and 02 are a little bit more technical look to them, with the 04 and the 05 more of a, if you will, quote-unquote stylish look to them. And the 03 is somewhere in the middle, or which direction does it lean?
The 03 has got a little more attitude. It's a little more get up and go, pizzang. It's on the website. It's just kind of a big square, full coverage fit. I'm excited about it. It just brings a little more edge to what we're doing, and we're super excited about that. And I will want to just add that all of these were designed in the United States with some fantastic eyewear designers with a great background. It's all done in the computer, in the box, which really enables us to get a perfect fit in a universal way with the right adjustability, right? In the way in which eyewear's evolved over the last couple decades, and how they design and manufacture with this technology has just been fantastic, right? We can put in a lot of varying face shapes and make sure we're meeting, you know, as many head shapes as we can out there.
Well, I hope I don't have too interesting of a head shape, but I'll say that. I'm looking at the 03 on the website now, and that looks spectacular. You can put in an early order for me right now, because that looks just amazing. I love the way that looks. As you said, it's sort of a hybrid between the 04, the more traditional models, and the more tech models. It's right in the middle there, and it looks just like an amazing product. For those who want to see them, I know I can see here that the price has started around $200. That's where we're going, right? We're talking about a pair of tight glasses.
Yeah, we are. The tight one and the tight two retail for $250. There's, I will call it a lot of lobster in our pasta sauce, in the dyes and the additives we use. And it comes with premium packaging, a foldable case, a cleaning spray bottle, and a microfiber bag to really keep that product safe and full adjustability. Then the 03, the 04, and the 05 retail for $200. They have 1 degree of down vision and neutral, and they don't have the adjustable nose feature that's on there. But they're great looking eyewear, and we know they're going to help people enjoy their day on the golf course more with our eyewear. That's our goal. And I would one thing I didn't touch on is we have two different lens tints, and that's important for your listeners to be aware of. Hmm. There's the Pro Golf, which is the lightest lens, offers the most contrast enhancement, and is the lightest lens. And we found a lot of PGA teaching pros and others really gravitate towards that lens, both from a performance feature, but also when they're with their clients and students and teaching, they like to make eye contact. So when you have the Pro Golf on, you'll be able to see make eye contact with the person you're speaking with. Now, the Core Golf is one I gravitate towards. It's a light flash, light blue, unique white mirror. And we really like that. It darkens the lens just slightly, but it does give you that little bit of fashion edge and a little bit of privacy. And a lot of people are wearing that out there right now. We see that probably the most popular model at all the demos in the days that we've been doing.
Outstanding. Well, I always say that radio and podcasts are the theater of the mind, but for people who actually want to see this product and get some into their grateful hands, where can we go to do that? What's our website name?
Well, our website is TITE Eyewear.com. So, and you can follow us at Tite Eyewear on Instagram, where we'll be making regular announcements. But we are a brand new company, Michael. We just launched at the PGA show in the new product zone where we met you. And we are working hard on getting out there into green grass pro shop accounts around the country as fast as we can. We've really focused on three main areas, the Carolinas, North Florida, and North Texas, just because we're starting, but sure. We're open to talking to anyone out there. Reach out to us at info@Tite Eyewear, and we can, we'll get back to you on your local club or golf course, and we can reach out and see if we can work with the pro shop to get our products in there.
Well, if you need a recommendation, my hand is raised. I'm happy to talk to anybody and everybody who's interested in Tite Eyewear, because this is one of the coolest things I've ever had in this particular category. I absolutely love it. And I want to thank you again for taking the time. Congratulations for getting this whole thing off the ground. It is difficult to go from idea and concept to actual product and actual sales. And you've done it. So you're to be congratulated for that. I know you have more successes in your future. So please put us in your diary and make sure that you make some time to come back and talk to us whenever you have anything new or exciting you want to talk about.
Michael, thoroughly enjoyable to talk to you. Thank you again for having us on, and I'll come back and join you at the 19th hole anytime. So I appreciate it.
You got it. Oh, one last question I want to ask you.
Sure.
I didn't know you were a skier. I didn't know you were a skiing fan. I happen to be a skiing fan, too. I'm maybe the worst skier alive, but I do have a favorite skier. What's your favorite moment in skiing? I have mine. What's yours?
Well, that's really hard, because I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of great skiing events, both, you know, success in racing and skiing with both of my kids and my family, you know, brings me immense joy. I've got two young 20 plus year olds that I've enjoyed following their venture into ski racing around. And then I've had amazing events, you know, skiing all over the world and heli-skiing, where, you know, just epic runs from Alaska to, you know, the Western Rockies. So it's a tough choice to find the most memorable experience out there. But
wow.
I would say getting my kids on the hill and skiing with them at a young age at Sun Valley, there's memories abound with that.
That's a good choice. I'm marking that down. Okay. So if we got to get on the golf course together, and we have to get on a very flat hill together. Okay.
Oh no, we'll take you right to the top, Michael, and we'll do it.
And that's about all the time we have. Okay. Scott, thanks so much for joining us, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Fantastic, Michael. Thank you. Take care.
You got it. That is Scott McGuffey, the president and founder of Tite Eyewear. I'm going to say first that I'm not kidding. You see dozens of different types of things in any specific category, but in eyewear, there are dozens of people who are there at the PGA show. These guys literally stuck out for how good they are and how relaxed they make you feel. They just don't give you a darkening of things. You actually get a brightening of things that you're looking at, while your mind and your eyes physically, you can feel the relaxation. It's really quite something new and different and special. And I would recommend it to anybody. Really try this product, because, you know, you're going to be one of the first ones to have it. As Scott said, they're brand new, but they're not going to be new and different for long. I think a lot of people are going to get into this and going to enjoy it. By the way, for those of you who are wondering what my favorite skiing moment is, I don't have a favorite skiing moment of me skiing, because it is all disastrous. My favorite moment was watching Franz Klammer win the gold medal in 1976. Yes, I am old. And I saw that when I was a little kid. And it's probably still the single most amazing thing I've ever seen an athlete do. was when he went down and won the gold medal. So if you're interested, go on YouTube and look that up while we take our commercial break. But you better be back here because we have certainly more golf and stuff to bring to you. We'll see you in a minute. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Well, as we say here in the Eastern United States, that is it and that is all. For this edition of the 19th hole, I want to thank my very special guest, Scott McGuffey from Tight Eyewear. As you can plainly see slash hear, they have an amazing product. I believe a superior product. I have tried it myself and it does what they say it will do. So I think you can go out and purchase that product with all confidence. It is really a spectacular product and I'm going to be looking forward to the finals of the World Cup. I'm going to be looking forward to the finals of the British Open. Everything is going to be happening this weekend. I hope you're going to enjoy it as much as I will, despite the heat. Oh my God, it's hot. You can find this episode of this amazing podcast, along with all of the other episodes of the 19th Hole, on great podcast host sites such as Apple Podcasts. You can find it on Spotify and wherever amazing podcasts are domiciled. Of course, we thank you for listening. Thank you, as always, for participating. We'll be back next week with another great show. In the meantime, despite the heat, in the morning or the afternoon, go out and play some golf. You'll be so glad that you did. But when you do, keep cool, and above all, hit them straight. Michael Williams, 19th hole.